yeah, Mac knows. Mac knows, yeah, yeah, Mac knows. Mac knows, yeah, yeah, Mac knows.
He the man, he the one when you looking at the skulls.
And we back, and we back, and we back. Yes, you are tuned in to a new episode of the podcast, Mac Knows, hosted by the one and only Mac. Shout out to you guys for tuning in to today's episode. Be thankful, be grateful, be blessed. Throw those threes up. You should already know the deal. On today's episode, y'all. Wait, before we get off into anything, man, I just wanna tell y'all how I'm doing. I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there that wanna know how I'm doing, right? Doing great, blessed. My weekend has been pretty good, man. All you could want is to be able to relax and not be in a working mindset. So yeah, shout out to the 3-day weekend that your boy got. Shout out to everybody else that got a 3-day weekend. If you didn't, man, that sucks. Kudos to you. Still do your thing, man. Make that money. Make that money, then watch the government take that money. Shout out to Wayne for saying that. Yeah, my weekend was good. Really was just, I got a chance to really chill and kick it with the family per usual. Nothing else that I would rather do. So my wife, one of her friends, she's from Jamaica. I think I've spoken about her on this podcast before. So one of my wife's friends is from Jamaica. They had a little gathering. Well, they had a birthday party, a surprise birthday party, I would say, for one of their other friends. And yeah, man, we went over to her crib. She cooked, of course, rice and peas, jerk chicken, you know, oxtails, all the Caribbean, the island foods. It was good, y'all. Every single time we go over there, she always throw down. And when I tell y'all the food be good, y'all, it be fire. It be fire. So yeah, shout out to them. Went over there, got in the pool, swam and all that. Man, my daughter, she's just all about water. She just want to be in the water all day, every day. So yeah, of course, you know, I was the person that had to tend to her while she was in the water. So I mean, you know me, I don't have a problem with being. I could be in the pool all day, every day too. So she's definitely my child for sure when it comes to that. Yeah, shout out to her in the pool all day. Her and Reagan, right? Reagan's is a trip, y'all. Y'all don't know it, but yeah, it's the friend of my wife's daughter. She's a trip, man. Yeah, just shout out to the whole gathering. It was a great vibe. It was a great time. And we truly enjoyed ourselves, man, which is always a thing, man, to be able to gather and to have friends and things of that sort in one environment, to be able to really just share moments and share each other's time and all of that. It's always a good thing, man, especially with the people here. It's always a good thing. So, yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to you, the listener. Of course, I can't forget about that, right? I gotta continue to do that, man, because thank you guys for listening. No, for real, thank you guys for listening. As I take a sip. Before I touch on what I want to talk about today, college football is back, y'all, and I'm not gonna dive too deep. So I had previously recorded something, and the message when I started talking about college football, it was too long, y'all, and I'm not trying to have those hour plus episodes anymore, so I just threw away the whole thing and re-record. So this here is another take after I finished the previous one that I was going to give to you guys, but felt like shortening it because I feel like when I started talking about the college football, It was long, y'all. So it was literally, as of late, I've been doing all 30 minutes episodes. It was more than 30 minutes, just strictly on college football. So we're going to give a brief rundown right now. I ain't going to go too deep. We just going to touch surface. I'm going to speak a couple minutes or so on two situations, and one of them will be my Ohio State Buckeyes. So, y'all listen, I'm not in full panic mode, but I'm a bit concerned. And I say that because in previous years, all of the quarterbacks that we had, when Joe Burrow was there, when we had JT, when we had Simba, when we had Stroud, we can go back. But when we had quarterbacks to come in their freshman year, it's only one game, don't get me wrong, but every game they put out, whether it wasn't full games, but they put out moments, they made plays to where it made you become at ease with the fact that they were taking over at quarterback. Watching this game this past Saturday, y'all, I was just not happy with what I seen from neither quarterback. And Devin Brown, he didn't play much, but I just wasn't happy, y'all. Don't get me wrong, it's one game, so I will give them time up until the Notre Dame game, which is, I think, game number 4 for us, to kind of find a groove. But just with previous quarterbacks, y'all, like I said, every single game, whether it was the first one or the 10th one, they displayed something to let you know that they have the potential to take over the quarterback position at Ohio State. And it might be more of an urgent need to have whoever going to take over to blossom now, because of the talent that we have and the talent that we're going to lose. So I strongly believe that, opposed to offense to defense, which is 11 on each side, which would be 22 players total, I strongly believe we are going to lose probably about anywhere from 12 to 15 to the NFL draft next year, y'all. And that's literally the situation that TCU is in now, and we're going to touch on that in just a second. Just a lot of guys leaving, and you coming not returning much. So this year is really a get it done. It's a all or bust year for us. So small concerns, nothing major just yet. Like I said, I'm gonna give them time until the Notre Dame game. So yeah, man. Now we off that. I'm gonna save the Prime and TCU to after this one. So LSU ended up losing. The home team, I wanted them boys to win, but Florida State looked pretty good this year. I was really into that game, or keeping up with it while I can, because like sporadically I was in and out of the pool with my daughter, so whenever I could I would check the score, this, that, and the third. But I did make it home. Well, even when I made it home, it was the fourth quarter and the game was already basically out of hands. It was like a two touchdown lead type situation. So the game was basically already over at that point when I did make it home to finally sit and watch the rest of it. And my biggest problem with them is with LSU, y'all, is the quarterback. And you can go back and listen to previous episodes when I had my sports segments, y'all. Jaden Daniels, I just don't think he can get LSU over that hump quarterback wise. Even last year, they had all the pieces. Running back, tight ends loaded at tight ends, receivers loaded. All the potential and skill players are there. It's just I don't think he do enough for them to get them over that hump, man. Like, there were plays that I was seeing. Don't get me wrong, some receivers drop passes and this, that, and the third. But there were certain plays that I seen from him where passing or just being in the pocket. First of all, you can't be a starting quarterback, play the full game, and not throw one passing touchdown. We're going to start there. That's a huge, as they say nowadays, that's a red flag. Outside of that, I would say, there were plays that I witnessed where he was just quick to get out of the pocket and run when you wait another second or two a receiver was basically open or getting open if you just simply just wait a second or two. And he was just quick to get out of there. I don't know, y'all. But shout out to LSU. Shout out to the home team. I was rooting for them boys. They weren't able to pull it off. And on to next week, I guess. So, yeah, that's that game and this game that I'm going to talk about now were really the highlight games of week one, I guess you could say. And it's going to be maybe another 2 weeks before we really just get those competitive matchups. But, y'all, Colorado going into TCU, the team that is the runner-up of the college football and knocking them off. That was crazy, y'all. So my mom, she got the hookup on the jerseys, and I told her I need a Shedeur Sanders jersey. Listen, when I tell y'all I am a fan of Colorado, I am a Colorado fan right now. I don't care what y'all say, jumping on the bandwagon. Look, I believe. What Prime keeps saying? I believe. We coming. Yeah, I'm on that train. And I say that I don't say that because of just what those guys did in game one. But I was already loving, first of all, I love Prime because Prime is the individual that I want more people to be. And I say that because Prime was just so good at what he did, and he knew he was good. So he talked it, he walked it, he showed it, and he was unapologetic about who he was and how he was. And a lot of times people look at that as coming off as being arrogant. And I spoke about this on a previous episode, that when you know, and come on now, we all know Prime, but Prime was that confident in himself. He worked that much on his game where he knew what he was capable of, and when it came to other individuals, he just automatically knew. Like, he had that swag about himself that nothing put in front of him gonna stop him from doing what he do. And that's, like, I told y'all numerous times, like, I feel that same exact way when it comes to myself and my craft and what I do. And I really hope more people get on that train of thought. And I really feel like it'll make us better as people. And this isn't, and if you look at him, it's not in a cocky way when he do it. It's not in an arrogant way. I love him, and I love what he's doing with that program. So, yeah, shout out to Prime, man. I really love how he got in the post-game press conference and called out everybody that doubted the program and what he was doing. And it's dope to me because he got to face TCU game one, knocked them off. TCU was a school that he was interested in when he initially tried to start coaching at that type of level. He interviewed for TCU, and the next game he played against Nebraska. Nebraska was another program that he interviewed and tried to go to. So yeah, man, that to me, that's dope. To me, I love it. And I want to see Prime do well. He will do well. Especially the people only said he would win a game this year, and he ended up winning the first game. Come on now. He's definitely going to over exceed all expectations. So I do have them finishing over 500, well over 500. I say they might win nine, ten games. Their toughest games will be against Oregon and probably Utah, which listen, y'all. I do believe they can beat Oregon, and I do believe they could definitely beat Utah. That Washington game. Washington got a nice squad over there too. So there are three games where. The reason why I say Washington can be beat, well, I know Oregon for sure can be beat. So Oregon don't have a defense. And with the way Colorado made defensive stops against TCU, which is always a high-powered offense as well, it made me realize that when needed, Colorado can stop somebody. And we've never seen that in Oregon in any years. So that's why I believe, and we all seen the offense. The offense could go tit for tat with anybody in the country, y'all. Colorado offense could go tit for tat with anybody in the conference. So, I mean, with anybody in the country. So, yes, man, that's it's something that I'm interested to see how things play out. I am a fan. I am a Colorado fan. Go Buffs. I really rock with them boys, though. I really like what Prime is doing over there. And continue to be you, Prime, which we already know he is. But I'm just saying, like, for any individual out there that operates to that magnitude as well, don't dumb down yourself because of what others think of you, because what others feel you should, because they feel you should portray a certain persona. Just don't dumb yourself down, okay? Don't dumb yourself down, man. I guarantee you, continue to do what you do, you're going to attract more individuals that operate and think on the level that you do, man. So, we're going to dive off into what I'm going to talk about. So, on today's episode, I'm going to actually talk about the quote that I will provide to you guys. We're going to jump off into that in just a second on the other side of this break. So, yes, be back. I'll see you in a sec.
Don't think about it too much, too much, too much, too much. This is more than just a new last for you. Oh, don't think about it.
All right, so we back, and yes, I had to drop that Drake song right there. Well, that piece from that Drake song, and simply because it goes into play with the quote that I'm going to share with you guys, and what I'm going to touch on. So, yeah, man, I have screenshots of many quotes, and this quote is actually from August the 20th. So it's a couple weeks outdated, but we still gonna rock with it. We still gonna roll with it. I went through it, see which one I wanted to talk about, see which one I wanted to share with you guys, and this happened to be the quote. And the quote is, "Overthinking can ruin a good thing." I share with you again. Overthinking can ruin a good thing. Where do I start with this? I shared it, and I'm going to share it again. From the podcast of Inky. And God, who is the co-host? I can't even think of the guy's name right now. But either way it go, from the Serendipity podcast with Inky Johnson and his co-host, I'm pretty sure the name will come to me, but it's just not ringing the bell right now. Inky and Oak. So Oak, he's always saying, be where your feet are, which basically means live in the present moment and take care of where you are right now. So with this quote, y'all, a lot of times we as people, we get into spots, we get into situations, and whether it's relationships, whether it's business ventures, whatever the case may be, when it comes to us wanting to start a job or us wanting to start a business or us wanting to get in a relationship or us being in a relationship, maybe possibly want to take it to the next level. We get to overthinking, and it literally kills all momentum. It literally kills whatever good thoughts that would have normally came to us, or good deeds, the good people that the activity that you were going to carry out, it literally kills everything. And oftentimes we find ourselves stressed. We find ourselves down and out. We find ourselves wondering, why me? Why this happened to me? And in most cases, overthinking, always thinking the worst, always thinking just because this isn't aligning with what you expected or how you seen things, how you wanted to see things, rather, it's just not going to play out. It's just not going to happen in your favor or whatever. And overthinking, it kills any possible thing that could happen for us that we could ever imagine. It immediately kills it. And as people, we really have to get in the mindset of controlling what you can control in the now. It's okay to have a 10-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 1-year plan. It's so, like, all of that is okay. But until you take care of right now, until you live and maximize every potential avenue right now, you can never get to that future that you are hoping and longing for, because you haven't established those perks that build onto having a successful future. So there are things right now that you should be doing, but because you're thinking about how this will make someone else feel, you're thinking about all of the money that you need to start up, whatever the case may be, you're thinking about not having the help, not having the support. You're thinking about, will people like me if I do this? You're thinking those things, and while you're thinking those things, it's just sticking with you. It's continuously playing in your head, and all that you're doing to your subconscious is creating what isn't true, simply from overthinking. This person, that person don't like me. You haven't even had that conversation with them to know whether or not they don't like you. This person doesn't feel the same way about me like I feel. You haven't even had that conversation, and you're scared to have that conversation, overthinking, thinking that it's going to go bad, or it's crazy, y'all. So I don't know if I told you guys, but I watch the 90 Day Hookup. So they have the before the 90 days, where they got like 90 days to decide whether they want to get married or not. Sometimes they do it to where people from out of the country come to the U.S., and sometimes it's reversed. So it's this one situation. It's crazy that I'm speaking on this. And I think it's from last week's episode, where there was a guy, he's from India, and he's super religious, y'all. No, he's not from India. He's from Israel, and he's super religious. And he just swore up and down that his parents wouldn't like, well, his parents, his mother or whatever, because I don't think his father, I didn't see his father in the picture when they actually filmed it and showed the encounter. So it was just his mother and his two brothers. So he didn't feel that his brothers and his mother would like the lady that he was with, because she had previously been married. She was divorced or whatever, and she had two kids. And according to his religion, he felt like that was automatic grounds for his mom, them, or his people to not accept her. Overthinking, y'all. So they had to sit down with his mother and his brothers, and while they're translating what the lady is saying to his mother, his mother simply says that she's happy for him. She said she was just like, I always tell him, I want you to get married. And once they told her, it's like, well, she got two kids, she's divorced, this, that, and third. The mother was just like, okay, and so what? I don't care. I just want my son to find true love. I just want him to get married before I leave this earth, or whatever the case may be. And the brothers were on the same train of thought, y'all. I felt my wife was saying that she feels like he wanted them to not accept her, which in a way that kind of gave me those vibes too. Me personally, I felt he was scared to bring that to them because of how religious he is, and they're not deep off into the religion hookup the way he is. And he even said that. So with him saying that and knowing that, I don't think he should have looked at it as deep. But that also comes back from overthinking, y'all. Overthinking. That's all that is. You thinking that your mother or your siblings are not going to like someone because of a preconceived notion that you already have in your mindset. Overthinking things instead of finally coming to them and having this conversation to see what it is that they actually feel or think about whatever it is that you have going on. Overthinking, man. And that's crazy how I was literally like, we literally just watched that episode, and for that to kind of tie into it, that's kind of dope, I guess. But yes, man, we got to get off of that, y'all. We got to get off of it, man. And I know it's the thief of joy, because you get caught up in trying to make things, even when it comes to, let's just say, your relationship, trying to make things so perfect that you're overthinking whether, I guess I could say, let's just say I'm planning a dinner for my wife, and I'm overthinking, thinking she would want the expensive things, or she would want something elegant, something nice, this, that, and the third, when in reality, all my wife cares about is me putting thought into doing something for her, planning a dinner for her. Yeah, that's all my wife care about. Bro, I could do something as simple as plan a candlelight dinner outside in our backyard, and that will put tears on my wife's face as much as going to some high-end restaurant would. Overthinking, me feeling like I have to go over and beyond, when the truth is, that just doesn't matter in that situation anyway. So, I mean, there will be situations where you have to, there are certain measures that you have to reach in order to kind of get things done and things of that sort. But if you're overthinking it, it's just not going to happen. You're just going to continue to steal your joy for the now. And stealing your joy for the now will only interrupt what you have planned and what you want to do in the future. So, yeah, man, we got to get off this whole, we got to get off of overthinking as well. You're going to continue to kill yourself. You're going to continue to not truly find out the truth about some things because you're overthinking and you're thinking it's going to go this way. So instead of you approaching the situation like you should approach it, and just be straight up, be straight, be direct, and ask or do what needs to be done to tackle whatever it is you're overthinking about. First, you're literally only going to create more problems as well. I'll say that. I'll throw that out there. You're going to create more problems. So let's just say I'm overthinking a situation. I'm trying to start a business. Or I'll say I'm in a business already. I'm overthinking, feeling as if the person I'm with isn't being truthful on a financial side, I guess I could say, when it comes to the money that we're bringing in. So instead of just going ahead and asking this person, or just having a full team meeting, or bringing this person to the side to have them run you the numbers, you're just going to continue to overthink. And 9 times out of 10, once you continue to overthink, you're going to run to somebody else, y'all. This is the killer. You run to somebody else with that problem. And now you have other individuals in y'all circle that are that shouldn't even be in it. That shouldn't even have any knowings of what's going on. That shouldn't have any say so in what needs to be done. They shouldn't be nowhere near that problem. But because you're overthinking and you don't want to approach that individual to have a sit down with them and to talk, discuss whatever needs to be talked about, you're running it with other individuals. Now, I don't even have to bring up like all the stuff that comes behind that and all of the things that tie into you running to other people for something when that person shouldn't know anything about what it is that you have going on with someone else, y'all. So yeah, man, stop overthinking. Get it together. I know it takes time. I'm not telling you it's just gonna happen overnight, and that's cool, that's fine. But my main thing is I just want you to get in a position where mentally you've told yourself and you've taken the right steps in order to get off the whole overthinking thing, y'all. Because stress is a killer, yo. It's a killer, mentally, physically, emotionally. And I'm got to be all about good health, y'all. And I guarantee you stress is not the way to go in order to attain and to keep good health. So, yes, man, this is an episode of the podcast Mac Knows. You have now listened to a newer episode, and I really thank you guys for being here. I thank you guys for tuning in, man. Be sure to share this episode or just share the podcast, man. I can't stress that enough. Let's get more people on board. If not, I'm cool with y'all rocking with me, honestly, but you know how that goes, man. You can never have enough. You can never have too much. Well, no, you can't. So I ain't gonna even say nothing about that. But yes, I love you guys. I thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast. And we out.